一个是工作，谁可以好好的关注我的事情，然后继续在干。比如说，家里工作人员，他们就在那里干，我们当时关注的时候，我们就知道累了。
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your blessings we have received.Thank you for your helps you have sent into our lives. Thank you for all things that is working together for our good. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making difficult things easy for us. Thank you for your strength that is upholding us.Thank you for your power that is giving us victories. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your peace that is prevailing in our hearts, minds, and environment. Thank you, Father.Thank you for subduing Satan and all his operations under our feet. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were formed against us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us solutions to our problems. Thank you for uprooting.From our lives, those things you did not plan. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for blessing us with success and excellence and prosperity. Thank you for helping us to grow in the knowledge of you.Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the prayers we have prayed before now that you have answered. And we thank you because the prayers we will pray here, you shall answer. Even the prayers we will pray here tonight. Thank you, Father.I ask that you touch our lives in Jesus' name. Touch every life. Change every life. Help every life. Bless every life. In Jesus' name.Put an end to every problem that have stayed so long in our lives. In Jesus' name, help us more than our expectations. Favor us more than our imaginations.Bless us more than our prayer requests. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you're going to do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen.We welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs right now. after that, we're going to prayers. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are the mighty man in battle, O Lord, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name forever, O Lord. Your world is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, O Lord. Your world is settled in heaven, it is settled. We are grateful, O Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, O Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah. We are grateful, O Lord. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. To receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are. And we're created with life unto thee, O Lord, who is life
all to thee. Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? Ye are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. You are the most part. Ye are the Most High God. Ye are the Most High. Ye are the Most High God. You are the Most High. Ye are the Most High. Ye are the Most High God. Ye are the Most High. Ye are the Most High God. Jehovah, Ye are the Most High. Jehovah, Ye are the Most High God. Jehovah, Jireh, Ye are the Most High. Alpha and Omega, Ye are the Most High God. Ye are the Most High. Ye are the Most High God. Ye are the Most High. Ye are the Most High God. Ye are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, you are highly lifted up, and there is no one like you. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, you are lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. 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 Your name is higher than every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than
Jesus Christ, that is why
He's Lord. Jesus is Lord. He's Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He's Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. The same Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain the same. The same Lion and the Lamb. Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain the same, Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. The same. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. You are God. You are not Emmanuel, Alpha and Omega. You are God. You are God. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. You are God. You are not a man. You are God, you are not Emmanuel. You do mighty miracles. You are God, you are not Emmanuel. All power belongs to you. You are God, Savior, you are God. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise you, we praise your name, we praise your name, Jehovah, we praise you. We praise you, Jehovah. Jehovah, we praise you, bright and morning star. Jehovah, we praise you, Yahweh, we praise.
We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Jesus, we will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be, I will never be, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be, I will never be, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new, they are new every morning, always new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Hallelujah. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
All I have needed,
all I have needed, I wish hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. More of you in my life.
More love, more power.
More love, more power, more of you in my life.
More of you, Lord Jesus.
More love, more power, more of you in my life.
More of you, Lord Jesus.
More love, more power, of you in my life. I will worship you with all of my heart. I will worship you with all of my might. I will worship you with all of my mind, for you are strength.
More love,
more power,
more of you
in my life.
More love,
more power,
more of you, Lord Jesus.
More of you in my life. I will worship you with all of my heart. I will worship you with all of my might. I will worship you with all of my mind, for you are my strength.
Open your mouth and begin to worship him. Begin to worship him with your voice. Worship him with the whole of your heart. Worship him. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the Rock of Ages, the King of Glory, the Lord of Lords, the Lord of Hosts, the King of the Universe, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Praise Him for who He is. He is highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth. He is the Most High God. There is none like Him. There is none higher than Him. There is none greater than Him. There is none wiser than Him. There is none better than Him. He is before all things, and He is the one holding all things together. He is the everlasting Father, the eternal King, the ruler of rulers, the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the King of glory, the Ancient of Days, the Most High God, the Most Holy God, the Most Excellent God, the Most Merciful God. He is the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. He can never change. He can never die. He can never lie. He can never fail. He does great and mighty works. He does terrible things in righteousness. For our God is a consuming fire. Fire goeth forth before His throne and consumes His foes on every side. His lightning lights up the earth. The earth sees Him and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Worship Him. He makes impossible things possible. He brings things out of nothing. Praise Him. He is the one who frustrates the efforts of His enemies. He is the one who made diviners mad. He made false prophets go mad. Praise Him. Who is it that speaks and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Only Him can speak and His words will come to pass. Only Him can change anything. Only Him can change any situation. Worship Him. Only Him can give life. Only Him can give eternal life. Only Him can give health. Only Him can give healing. True healing comes from Him. Only Him can deliver. Only Him can save. Praise Him. For there is no other name among men wherewith we can be saved except the name of Jesus. Only His name can save. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Only Him has a name that can save people. Worship Him. Only Him has a name that is above every other name. Praise Him. Only Him has a throne that is above every other thrones. Only He deserves all the glory and all the praises and all the thanks. Worship Him. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Only you can make promises and keep them and do them. Only you, only you is faithful. We are grateful for having you in our lives. We are grateful for having you as our God. Father, we are grateful for having you as our Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. We're going to thank him with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for you are the air that I breathe. You are the one keeping me alive. You are the one keeping me in victory. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for you are the air that I breathe. You are the one keeping me alive. You are the one making me to survive. You are the one keeping me in victory over my enemies. You are the one who is fighting my battles. Thank you, Father, for without you, I am nothing. Thank you, Father, for without you, I cannot survive. Thank you, Father, for without you, I cannot breathe. I cannot live. I cannot overcome. You are my life. You are my strength. You are my victory. You are my defender. Thank you, Father. You are my power. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for providing for my needs. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you for providing for my needs. Thank you for meeting me at the point of my needs. Thank you for being my Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides for my needs. Thank you for being the source of all my needs. Thank you for being the source of everything that I need and everything that I have and will have. Thank you for being the source of all my needs. Thank you, Father. Thank you for supplying all my needs. Thank you for supplying all my needs. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for raising me above all my enemies. Thank you for raising me above all my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. As it is written in your word, behold, I give unto you power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and upon all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Thank you, Father, for fulfilling that scripture in my life. Thank you for raising me above all my enemies. Thank you, Father, for raising me above all the powers of the enemy. Thank you for raising me above serpents and scorpions. Thank you, Father, for raising me above all darkness and all witchcraft. Thank you for raising me above all the attacks of the enemy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for sharing your power and authority and dominion with me, such that no force of darkness could touch me, such that no power of darkness could hurt me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, thank you for sharing your authority with me. Thank you for sharing your power with me. Thank you for sharing your dominion with me, such that no power of darkness could hurt me, such that no forces of the enemy could hurt me, could touch me. Thank you for sharing your power with me. Thank you for sharing your authority with me. Thank you for sharing your dominion with me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for turning the plans of the enemy into nothing. The plans of my enemies, thank you for turning them into nothing. The plans they had, so that they could hurt me, thank you for turning those plans into nothing. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for turning the plans of my enemies into nothing. All their plans concerning how they would hurt me, thank you for turning them into nothing. All their wicked agendas concerning how they would hurt me, concerning how they would capture me, thank you for turning all of their agendas into nothing. Thank you, Father. Thank you for frustrating their efforts. Thank you for terminating their plans. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let let heaven open over my life, and let blessings that are beyond my expectations begin to rain upon my life from heaven, from your throne. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Blessings that are beyond my expectations. Blessings that are beyond my imaginations. Father, begin to rain them now upon me in the name of Jesus. Open your heavens upon my life. Open your heavens upon my spirit. Father, open your heavens upon my soul. Open your heavens upon my body. Let blessings rain upon me. Blessings from your throne. Blessings from your throne. Blessings from your throne. Let them begin to fall upon my life. Countless blessings. Immeasurable blessings. Innumerable blessings. Blessings that are beyond. Blessings that are beyond my imaginations. Blessings that are beyond my expectations. Blessings that are beyond my prayer points. Blessings that are beyond my prayer requests. Father, let them begin to fall upon me right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, rain those blessings upon me. Right now, let it fall upon my family. Let it fall upon my marriage. Let it fall upon my career. Let them fall upon my business. Let them fall upon my calling and ministry. Blessings without number. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, locate every realm of darkness where my blessings have been tied down. Locate the realms and release my blessings to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, locate every realm of darkness where my blessings have been tied. Fire of the Holy Ghost, locate those realms and lose my blessings. Lose my blessings now and let my blessings come to me. Lose my blessings. Lose my blessings. Lose my blessings. Lose my blessings right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Something is happening as you are praying that prayer. Something is happening in the realm of the Spirit. Begin to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Locate every realm of darkness where my blessings have been tied up and lose my blessings to find me. Lose my blessings to find me right now in the name of Jesus. Lose my blessings. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, enforce your justice upon the kingdoms of darkness, upon the agents of darkness that are afflicting and oppressing my life. Say, Father, enforce your justice upon them right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, enforce your justice upon kingdoms of darkness, upon agents of darkness that are busy afflicting and oppressing my life. Enforce your justice upon them right now. Enforce your justice upon them right now. Enforce your justice. Enforce your justice. Enforce your judgment. Enforce your justice. Enforce your judgment upon every satanic agent and every satanic kingdom that are busy afflicting my life, that are busy oppressing my life. Father, enforce your judgment upon them right now. Enforce your justice upon them right now. In the name of Jesus, enforce your judgment upon them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, every prison of darkness that is holding several aspects of my life captive, I break into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every prison of darkness holding several portions of my life captive, break by fire, break into pieces by fire of the Holy Ghost right now, in the name of Jesus. Break into pieces, break into pieces, break into pieces. Break into pieces. Every prison of witchcraft that is holding several portions of my life captive, several areas of my life captive, break now into pieces. In the name of Jesus. Break into pieces. Break into pieces. Satanic prisons. Witchcraft prisons, marine spirit prisons, holding several areas of my life and destiny captive, I command you to break into pieces right now by fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, every prison of darkness holding my mind and feelings and emotions captive, break into pieces by fire of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and pray like that. in the name of Jesus. See every prison of darkness holding my mind captive, holding my thoughts captive, holding my emotions captive, break into pieces by fire on the Holy Ghost. Break into pieces. Begin to see every prison of darkness holding my joy captive, holding my peace captive. Break into pieces right now. 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 Continue to pray like that. Every prison of darkness holding my health captive, holding my peace captive, holding my joy captive, holding my mind captive, holding my soul captive, break into pieces right now, in the name of Jesus. Break into pieces. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to pray like this. You're going to say every plan of the dark kingdom to cause sorrow in my life, to cause pain, to cause me pain, to cause me sorrow, break into pieces right now. Every plan of the dark kingdom to cause me pain, to cause me to weep, to cause me to have sorrow, break into pieces right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Break into pieces. Every plan on the dark kingdom to cause me and my family member to weep, to cry cries of sorrow, break into pieces right now. Every plan of the dark kingdom to cause me pain, to cause me sorrow, to take away my happiness, break into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, every plan of the dark kingdom to cause me to mourn, break into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy every power of darkness that is pulling me downward into deep darkness. Let the anger of God destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, let the anger of God destroy every power of darkness that is pulling me downward into deep darkness. Let the anger of God destroy them in the name of Jesus. Let the anger of God destroy them in the name of Jesus. Powers of darkness drawing me downward into deep darkness, Let God's hunger destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Powers of darkness that is sinking my life into deep darkness, be destroyed by the hunger of God. In the name of Jesus. Powers of darkness sinking my life into deep darkness, be destroyed by God's hunger. Right now, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy powers of darkness attacking my spiritual growth in Christ Jesus. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let the hunger of God destroy powers of darkness attacking my spiritual life, attacking my spiritual growth, so that I will not grow spiritually. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, powers of darkness attacking my spiritual stability. Powers of darkness attacking my spiritual strength. Be consumed by the hunger of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Let the hunger of God destroy them. Powers of darkness that is not allowing me to go up spiritually, to advance spiritually, be consumed now by the hunger of God. In the name of Jesus, powers of darkness that is not allowing me to move forward spiritually, be consumed now by the hunger of God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're speaking to pray. I'm going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every power assigned to destroy the fruit of my labor, to destroy the results of my efforts. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let the hunger of God destroy powers of darkness assigned to destroy the fruit of my labor. Powers of darkness assigned to destroy the results of my efforts. Powers of darkness assigned to destroy my rewards. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Powers of darkness assigned to cause me to labor in vain. Powers of darkness assigned to cause me to pray in vain, to fast in vain, to trust God in vain. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, according to your mercy. Supply the helps that I need at this time. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, according to your mercy, supply the helps that I need at this time. Supply the favor that I need at this time. In the name of Jesus, supply them now. Supply them now. Supply them now. The helps that I need at this time. The favor that I need at this time. Supply them in the name of Jesus. The help that I need so that I can move forward. Father, supply them. Release them into my life. In the name of Jesus. The helps that I need, the blessings that I need to move forward at this point in time, Father, release them into my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every power that are stealing blessings from my life. Immediately after I receive them. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every power stealing blessings away from my life immediately after I have received those blessings. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every power stealing blessings from my hands after I have received them, after God have released them into my hands. Power stealing those blessings from me. In the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let them be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Continue to pray like that. Power stealing blessings from my hands after I have received them from God. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Every power stealing blessings, stealing helps from my hands after I have received them from the Lord. Catch fire right now. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest every demonic storm that is blowing to confuse my journey in life, to confuse my journey on earth, to mislead me in my journey on earth, say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest those storms. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. This is how they respect the patient of Allah. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest every storm blowing to confuse my journey in life, to confuse my journey in destiny. Every evil storm blowing to confuse my journey on earth, to mislead me out of God's will, to mislead me out of the right path. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest the storms right now in the name of Jesus. Arrest the storms. Arrest the storms. Arrest the storms right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I refuse to be confused in my journey in life. I refuse to be confused. I refuse to be misled in my journey in life. Begin to say, I refuse to be misled. I refuse to be deceived in my journey in life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are freed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I claim back everything the enemy has stolen from me. I claim them back. I receive them back. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Everything the enemy has stolen from me, I claim them back. By the power in the name of Jesus. Every good thing Satan has stolen from me, I receive them back. I pull them to myself by the power in the name of Jesus. I claim back everything Satan stole from me. Every good thing Satan stole from me, I claim them back. Right now, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray? You're going to say, let great confusion from the Lord fall upon my enemies. So in the name of Jesus, let great confusion from the Lord fall upon my enemies, and let all their attacks begin to fail. All the attacks they send into my life begin to fail. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, say in the name of Jesus, let great confusion from the Lord fall upon my enemies. And let all the attacks they project into my life begin to fail. Let all the attacks they send into my life begin to fail. In the name of Jesus, let great confusion from the Lord fall upon them. And let them run mad. In the name of Jesus. Let great confusion from the Lord fall upon my enemies. And let them run mad in the name of Jesus. Let them never be able to attack me anymore. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I receive strength that will terminate weaknesses in my life. We can say, I receive divine strength that will terminate spiritual weaknesses in my life forever. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So in the name of Jesus, I receive divine strength that will terminate spiritual weaknesses in my life forever. Divine strength that will put an end to spiritual weaknesses in my life. I receive the strength right now in the name of Jesus. I receive the strength. I receive the strength. I receive the strength. I receive the strength of the Lord that will end spiritual weaknesses in my life. I receive the strength of the Lord that will end spiritual weaknesses in my life. I receive the strength now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Blood of Jesus, destroy every satanic covenant. That is making the transformation of my life difficult. So blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Blood of Jesus, destroy every satanic covenant that is making it difficult for my life to be transformed. Every satanic covenant that is making it difficult for God to transform my life, for God to beautify my life, blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. God, you said that to be jealous now. Destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus. Destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. continue to pray like that. The blood of Jesus destroy every satanic covenant that is making it difficult for God to change me into the person He wants me to be. Blood of Jesus, destroy the covenant right now. Every covenant of idols, every covenant made with idols, every covenant made with the gods, with the goddesses, that is making it difficult for God to change my life into the person He wants me to be. Blood of Jesus, destroy those covenants right now. In the name of Jesus, destroy the covenants. Destroy the covenants. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of darkness that is using my weaknesses to frighten me. You're going to say, I bind every spirit of darkness using my weaknesses to trap and enslave me. I bind them right now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I bind every spirit of darkness using my weaknesses to enslave me, using my weaknesses to trap me. I bind them right now. In the name of Jesus, I bind them right now. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of darkness using my weaknesses to trap me, I bind you right now. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive honor that terminates shame. You're going to say, I receive honor from the Lord that terminates shame forever. I receive now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive honor from the Lord that terminates shame. The kind of honor that cannot experience shame. The kind of honor that will be in my life that will push away shame forever. I receive that honor in the name of Jesus. I receive honor from the Lord that terminates shame. I receive honor that terminates disgrace. I receive honor that terminates shame. I receive honor that drives shame away forever from my life. I receive such honor right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every shell of darkness that is preventing me and the glory God have created with me from manifesting. You can say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every shell of darkness preventing me and the glory God created with me from manifesting to the world. Open your mouth and pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Every shell that is preventing my manifestation. Fire of the Holy Ghost, break them into pieces. Every shell of darkness preventing me and the glory God created with me from manifesting to the world. Fire of the Holy Ghost, break them into pieces. Right now in the name of Jesus. Break them into pieces. Break them into pieces. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. And the Bible says, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the greatness of God's power manifest in my life and enforce the will of God to prevail in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the greatness of God's power manifest in my life. Let the greatness of God's power manifest in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, and in my life, and in my destiny, and in my calling. And let that power enforce the will of God to manifest in my life. Let the greatness of God's power enforce the will of God to prevail in my life. In the name of Jesus, let the greatness of God's power appear in my life and enforce the will of God to prevail right now in my life. In the name of Jesus. continue to pray like that. Let the greatness of God's power appear in my life. And let that power enforce the will of God to happen to me, to happen in my situations, to happen in my environment right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, transform all my disappointments and failures into great testimonies. You can say, Father, by your mercy, transform all my disappointments and failures into great testimonies. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Right now, transform my disappointments and failures into great testimonies right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, by your mercy, transform my disappointments and failures and setbacks into great testimonies. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, revive the love of God in my heart. The Holy Spirit, revive the love of God, the love of Christ in my heart right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, revive the love of God in my heart. Right now. Lejete kikiha tabashi nagala. Dijvise neste de akajana. De rote tagal hashi nagala. So Holy Spirit, revive the love of God in my heart right now. Revive the fear of God in my heart. Right now, revive the love of God in my mind right now. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, revive the love of God in my heart right now. In the name of Jesus. So Holy Spirit, revive the love of Christ in my heart right now. Make me to love God more than everything in this earth. Make me love God more than everything in this world. Make me love God more than my very life. In the name of Jesus, make me love God more than material things, more than earthly things. Make me love God more than my own desires. Make me love God more than the blessings I receive from God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to make right decisions and actualize them. You're going to say, I receive strength to make right decisions and perform them and carry them out. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Some people, they can make decisions, but they can't actualize them. They can't perform them. Begin to say, I receive strength to make right decisions, to make right choices, and to fulfill those choices. In the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I receive strength to choose the right thing and to do that thing I have chosen. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength to make right decisions and to perform them. Begin to say, every spirit of procrastination that is not allowing me to execute my decisions, my righteous decisions, I cast you out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive the strength and the power to make right choices and to do them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive divine healing from the Lord in every part of my body, in every part of my soul, in every part of my spirit right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive divine healing from the Lord in every part of my body, in every part of my soul, in every part of my spirit, right now, in the name of Jesus, I receive a supernatural healing from the Lord. Divine healing from the Lord. Divine healing from Jesus. I receive them in my body, in every part of my body, in every part of my soul, and in every part of my spirit, right now, in the name of Jesus, I receive them now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray? you're going to still place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive divine deliverance from the Lord in every part of my spirit, in every part of my soul, and in every part of my body. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive divine deliverance from the Lord in every part of my spirit, in every part of my soul, in every part of my body. Begin to say, I receive total freedom from the Lord in every part of my spirit, in every part of my soul, and in every part of my body, right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I receive total deliverance, total freedom in every cell of my body, in every part of my soul, and in every part of my spirit, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to stretch your hand towards the ground. And you're going to pray like that. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God enter into the ground and destroy every evil coming into my life from the ground. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God enter into the earth, into the ground, and destroy every evil entering into my life from the ground, from under the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jesus, sanctify the next of the harsh continue to pray like that. So let the power of God enter into the ground and destroy every evil that is coming out of the ground into my life. Let the power of God terminate the flow, terminate the connection of every evil coming from underneath the earth into my life. Every connection, let the power of God terminate them now. Every connection that is allowing evil to be transferred from underneath the earth into my life, let the power of God terminate that connection right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There's no how you will succeed and prosper in a place if you do not conquer the powers of the land, and they also call them territorial powers. In the ancient times, they call them the gods of the land. Yeah, in the ancient times, or in the olden days, they call them the gods of the land. Yeah, for you to prosper in a place, you must conquer the powers of the land in that place. Yeah, you must conquer the territorial powers there. Yeah, so you may be succeeding in, you know, in a particular place, and then maybe you're now relocated to a new place. Now, don't expect that the success you have been having in your previous location is going to happen in that new location. If you don't conquer the powers in charge of that new location, so you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the blood of Jesus upon every territorial power ruling the environment I am right now. You're going to say, I invoke the blood of Jesus upon them. Let the blood of Jesus consume them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I invoke the blood of Jesus upon every territorial power, every god that is ruling over the environment I am staying right now. I invoke the blood of Jesus upon them. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus destroy them. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them. I believe you're praying. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them. Every territorial power, every territorial idol or idolatry, every territorial god or gods or goddess that is ruling over the environment I am living and staying and residing, let the blood of Jesus destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every territorial devil, territorial personalities, territorial creatures, territorial agents of Satan, territorial agents of darkness, that is ruling over my present environment, the city I am staying, the environment, the street, the state I am staying. Let the blood of Jesus consume them now. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I invoke the blood of Jesus upon every ritual of darkness that goes on day and night in the environment I am dwelling. You're going to say, I invoke the blood of Jesus upon them. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. But you have passed the Jesus has the Nina de Jesus de Gaia. begin to say, I invoke the blood of Jesus upon every ritual that goes on demonic altars, on satanic altars, in the environment I am living and staying on daily basis. I invoke the blood of Jesus upon them. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus terminate such rituals right now. Right now. Let the blood of Jesus terminate such rituals right now. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft ritual, every ritual of occultism, every ritual of devils, of demons, every ritual of marine spirits, every ritual of idol worshippers, Satan worshippers, Satan's agents that goes on in the environment that I stay on daily basis, I invoke the blood of Jesus upon them now. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus destroy them all. Right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every arrow of darkness fired into my life to reduce my potential. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every arrow of darkness fired into my life to reduce the potential in me for greatness. Let the arrow come out right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let every arrow fired into my life to reduce my potential for greatness come out right now, in the name of Jesus. Let such arrow come out of my life right now. Every arrow the enemy has fired into my spirit, soul, and body to cage my potential for greatness, I command them to come out right now. In the name of Jesus, every satanic arrow fired into me to cage my ability for greatness, my strength for greatness, my potential for greatness, I command such arrow to come out right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out of my life every spirit of ungratefulness, every spirit that is not making me to be grateful toward God. I cast out such spirit right now. You know, somebody said that the state of life of many Christians is what some people are praying that God will give them such such things. I mean, the present situation of your life that you think is not okay is what some people are praying for, that God will bring them to this level that you are right now. I don't know if you get my point. Your present situation that you think is bad is somebody else's prayer request. Yeah, somebody else somewhere is praying that he or she will be in this your situation. And whereas you are not grateful to God that you are still in the situation you are right now, that you still have money to spend, food to eat, a place to live, a house to live, you still have a roof over your head, you still have clothes to wear. Yeah, somebody somewhere is praying for that, and they don't yet have that. Whereas you have what somebody else is praying for, you are not grateful to God for that. You are even complaining. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, I cast out of my life every spirit of ungratefulness, every spirit that is making me ungrateful and unthankful towards God. I cast out such spirit right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, every spirit Satan has sent into my life to make me ungrateful toward God, to make me unthankful toward God, I cast out that spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, I cast out such spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me the passion and zeal that will push me, that will continually push me to serve you, to do your work. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me the passion. Give me the zeal that will continue to push me to serve you. Passion and zeal that will continually push me to serve you, to work for you, to do your work, to go out and win souls. Father, give me the passion now. In the name of Jesus, Give me the passion now. Give me the passion now. Give me the love, the zeal that will continue to push me to do your work without stopping, to do your work without getting tired. Father, give me such passion and zeal right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say every evil seed Satan has planted into my life to produce evil in my life at a future time. Come out right now by fire. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, every evil seed Satan has planted into my life to produce evil in my life in a future time. At a future time, I command them to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Come out by fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray. Come out right now. Every seed of darkness planted into my spirit, soul, and body to create an evil in my life at a future time, I command them to come out right now. I command them to come out right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. The Bible told us about a man who got a lot of harvest in his farm, and after he was able to reap those harvest, he now sat down and said, you my soul, you can now enjoy, for you have a lot to spend for many days. And the Bible told us that God was angry with that person. And God said, you fool, for tonight, for today, your soul shall be taken from you. And the Bible says that such is the end of people that are not rich toward God. So there are some of you here, you are not rich toward God. You are just rich toward yourself. Let me give an example. Sometimes I see the way some people give offering in the church. And I begin to... I begin to, you know, to be sorrowful in my heart. Now, they say, give offering in the church, and then these people would, they will be checking their pulse, and they will be looking for small currency, the lower currencies in their purse, and it is that lower currency they will bring out to give to God. Yeah, you know what I do is that if I don't have the kind of offering I want to give God, I would rather not give at all. Yeah, I will not give than to give what is too small even for me. Yeah, if I'm to ask, so you know, to ask for some how will I put it? If I am to be in the position of God, you know, even myself, I will not want that kind of offering, that kind of a gift. Now, how much more God? Yeah, so to be rich towards God means that you give God much of your possessions, yeah, than you give yourself. Yeah, so some people, for instance, they would have different currencies in their purse, and then they will pick the lowest, or maybe second to the lowest, or yeah, or whatever, and then they will pick it and drop in the offering box. That is very wrong. Yeah, that is very wrong. If you can't give God the highest currency value, yeah, or you can't give God enough, then don't give at all. Yeah, because God is not a beggar. He is God, and He's the owner even of the money you are hiding from Him. Yeah, so if you are not rich toward God, heaven will also, you know, heaven will not also be rich toward you. Yeah, that is it. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Yeah, in fact, you're supposed to spend for God than you spend on yourself. You're supposed to spend on God than you spend on yourself. Yeah, that is how it's supposed to be. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that will make me to be rich toward you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You need to stop seeing God as a beggar. Yeah, as someone that you just throw money at, take this one. No. Begin to say, Father, create in me a heart that will make me to be rich toward you and toward your work, toward your business on earth, toward your ministry and your ministers on earth. Give me a heart that will make me rich toward you. And heart that will make me give you the best of all that I have. In the name of Jesus, help me to be rich toward you. Help me to be rich toward you. In the name of Jesus. Help me to be rich toward you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. And lastly, you're going to pray. A lot of Christians today, they have this mentality of trying to use God for their own benefit. They want to use God. I don't know the best way to describe it. Yeah, they have no heart for God. They just want to use God, or maybe I should use the word, take advantage of God. Yeah. So they have list of prayer requests or list of a lot of things they want God to do for them. And then they will say, God, I want this. God, I want that. Yeah. So they have this using God, you know, mindset. Yeah, they want to use God's name to get what they want. They want to use God's power. They want to use God's gift, spiritual gift, to get what they want. Yeah. Whereas God wants us to have the mindset of use me. God wants you to have the mindset of use me. Yeah, not the mindset of use God. Yeah, I pray that God will give you the right mindset in Jesus' name. So God is looking for people that will say, God, here I am, use me. And what will you have me do for you? Yeah, people that will say, God, what do you want? I want to do for you everything you want. Not people that will say, God, this is what I want. And every time, that's what they keep saying, God, this is what I want. God, this is what I want. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me an heart that comes to you to satisfy your desire. The Father, create in me an heart that comes to you to give you what you want. What you want. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Father, create in me an heart that comes to you to give you what you want. Give me such heart, an heart that comes to you to satisfy your own desires, to satisfy your own need. Create in me such heart. God is telling you that He needs you to be pure, to be holy, and you are not giving Him that. God is telling you that He needs you to be faithful, to be righteous, and you are not giving Him that. So, Father, give me a heart that comes to you to give you what you want. Create in me such hearts right now. In the name of Jesus. An heart that comes to you for you to use me. An heart that comes to you for you to use me for your glory. Create in me such heart right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace and mercies that endures forever. Thank you for your compassions that doesn't fail concerning us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your strength that is producing great things in us and through us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the good things you have released into our lives. Thank you, Father, for all the good things you will still release into our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the battles you have fought for us and have won for us. Thank you for a new season you have put us into. Thank you for a new beginning we are looking at right now. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you do for everyone here miracles that will surprise them. Do in the lives of everyone here great miracles that will surprise them and everyone around them in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you uproot from every life here the things that are contrary to your will. Father, uproot right now in the name of Jesus. I ask that you move your people forward. Remove them from where they are now and take them to where they are supposed to be by now, according to your plans. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that you shall not labor in vain. All your physical and spiritual labors shall not be in vain. Your God shall visit you. Your God shall find you. And your God shall help you. In Jesus' name. I prophesy that before the end of this month, you shall see the hand of your enemies. You shall see the hand of your troubles and problems and limitations. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.